To call the September 9/11 meeting of Public Finance Advisory Committee in recognition of 9/11, could we have 1 minute of silence as to the special meaning of today? Thank you. And with that, as government moves on, one foot in front of the other, we've got to take roll. Who do we have here today? We don't have here today. Ms. Madam Treasurer?
Sherry Friedenrich.
Wallace Rodecker.
Jan Grimes.
Frank Kim.
We do have a quorum.
We do.
We do.
Next item on the agenda would be the approval of the minutes of the June 12th, 2014 meeting. Do I have any questions, comments, or a motion?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair Hughes, I know I was absent at the meeting. I'm not sure, we don't put absence on there, so is that something we should have, is that members were not present, or is it not important to have that?
Well, I don't think it's required. We could, and that's probably a good suggestion. So, you know, we're keeping track of all the members and all, and we'll do that in the future.
Yeah, no problem. And then I think I'm just going to ask legal. I think I could still vote. I've read them, even though I wasn't there. Okay, so I'll go ahead and move the recommended action to approve the minutes of June 12, 2014.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further comments, questions? I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
And I do want to commend our finance CEO. We had requested that these documents get to us ahead of time, and it's been just a pleasure. So thank you.
Thank you, Chair Hughes.
Okay, our agenda item is the selection of underwriters for the proposed Rancho Mission Viejo Community Facilities District's bond financing. Say that three times quickly. Ms. Lester, who is going to present?
Suzanne Lester, CEO Public Finance, will be presenting this item. Good afternoon, Chair Hughes and members of the Public Finance Advisory Committee. The County Executive Office is requesting that the Public Finance Advisory Committee approve the selection today of Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Piper Jaffray & Company as Senior Managing Underwriters, and Raymond James & Associates as Co-Managing Underwriter for the proposed Rancho Mission Viejo Community Facilities District's formation and bond financings. On May 8th, 2014, your committee approved the selection of Fieldman Rolap as financial advisor and Stradling Yaka Carlson and Routh as bond counsel and Empire Economics as the economic absorption consultant for the proposed Rancho Mission Viejo CFD formation and financing. The Board of Supervisors also approved those selections on June 24th, 2014. The selection of the underwriters would complete the formation of the financing team. As your agenda materials indicate, the RFP for the underwriter services was distributed to all the underwriter firms on the county's current qualified panel that was approved by your committee on March 28, 2013, and approved by the Board of Supervisors on April 9, 2013. 15 RFPs were distributed to all participants on the current qualified panel. Of the 15, six firms responded. An evaluation panel was convened to review the RFP responses, rank, and score the proposals. The review team consisted of two public finance managers, two auditor controller managers, and one Public Finance Advisory Committee member. The review team considered experience and expertise in new CFD formations and financings in California in the last 3 years, the proposed financing structure and marketing plan, firm net capital, and the ability to take in unsold bonds and proposed compensation. The underwriter evaluation panel ranked Stiefel number one, Piper Jaffrey, number 2, and Raymond James, number 3. The county staff recommends Stiefel and Piper Jaffrey as senior managing underwriters and Raymond James as a co-managing underwriter. It should be noted that Raymond James proposed for the co-manager role only. As our staff report indicates, Stiefel has extensive experience in working on CFD formations and financings in California. Stiefel acquired the firm Stone and Youngberg, and Stone and Youngberg was an underwriter, was the underwriter on the Ladera Ranch CFDs and several previous county CFDs. And the personnel that was at Stone and Youngberg is now at Stiefel. Similarly, Piper Jaffrey has extensive experience in CFD formation and financing underwriting experience in California. Piper Jaffrey most recently served as the underwriter for the county's successful refunding of 3 Ladera Ranch CFDs that was completed in January 2014. Raymond James is recommended to serve in a co-manager role as an additional resource to the finance team. Staff recommends Raymond James to complement the senior managers as the lead underwriter for Raymond James until recently was at the underwriting desk for Stiefel and formerly for Stone and Youngberg. The representative present here today from Raymond James, as well as the lead representative present from Stiefel, both underwrote the 2013 Rancho Mission Viejo Sendero bonds that were issued by the Santa Margarita Water District. There are multiple reasons that we're recommending more than one underwriter. The sizes of the bond issue is expected to be about $100 million, and having more than one underwriter for this size will increase the likelihood that all the bonds will be sold in the market and that none would remain unsold. Having more than one underwriter also, in our opinion, breeds a little bit of friendly competition on getting the best price for the county and ultimately the taxpayers in the district that will pay the debt service through the special taxes. For the first CFD, we recommend Stiefel as senior manager and Piper Jaffrey as co-manager, as this corresponds to the number 1 and number 2 ranking by the evaluation committee. We would anticipate a rotation of the underwriters for phase 2.2 and 2.3, which the developer has let us know, you know, their anticipated timeline would be to form and issue one CFD per year. So we would anticipate seeing 2.2 in begin development in 2015 and a bond issue in 2016, and then 2.3 one year later. And we would come back and rebid all the financial services professionals, the underwriters, for the commencement of phase 3. County staff and other members of the finance team are here and available to answer any additional questions that you might have. And that concludes my presentation.
No, but I'd like to have some discussion on it.
Well, that's what I.
Okay. I was on the committee that reviewed this, and there was 6 of them that we considered, 2 of which were giant banks, Citibank and J.P. Morgan, and neither of those were considered in part because they're so large and because we were looking for a company that we felt would be a little more attentive to the county and have a little more accountability and a little bit more of sweat equity in what they're doing. And after some discussion, we arrived at a kind of a hybrid of utilizing more than one underwriter, as she mentioned. The staff has recommended 2 seniors and 1 junior. And my feeling on that is I like the idea, but I would like to see us have 2 juniors. And I'd like the second junior to be Alamo, and I like them to be in rotation, the same rotation that we're using the seniors in. And part of my rationale for that is Alamo is a smaller company. They're a local company. I believe they're in Irvine.
If I might just clarify, Alamo's in Walnut Creek.
Okay, so
California.
They're north. They're local to California. But they're a local company. They don't have any experience as a senior, but they do have experience as a junior. And I felt that giving a smaller company a shot at a large contract would, I felt it would produce some pretty positive results. I don't think staff agrees with me on that, but that's just my opinion as one of the people on the committee. So my feeling and my motion ultimately on this will be that we pursue staff's recommendation with the amendment that we're going to have two juniors, Alamo being one of them.
Oh, sure. I thought this was going to be easy.
Sorry. Sorry.
Ms. Lester, I called you earlier today and asked that exact question, not about Alamo, but why we had this rotation. And you gave the same explanation you just did. But can I ask the next question is, what precedent do we have for this type of an arrangement?
Well, looking back to the previous CFDs that we've done, it does appear that we had two large senior underwriters, and one of them in the past was Stone and Youngberg. The other was UBS, which I believe Katie Koster from Piper Jaffray was an employee of UBS and a participant at the time. So we had two large underwriting firms that were both had extensive experience as senior managers, and on one, and we'll use Ladera Ranch with six phases as an example. One was the senior, one was the co, and then they would switch, and then they would switch, and it appears that the experience was good with both of those firms because during that time they were not replaced. Other examples that I've seen where there was more than one underwriter, it was in our bankruptcy recovery financings because they were so large. But it's not uncommon in recent years. You know, we haven't done a big volume of financing, and we haven't done, since I've been here in the last couple of years, we haven't done a co-manager. We haven't used a co-manager.
On to the right of me. Comments?
Can you just explain how the cost structure works and a little bit about how the competitiveness improves the bottom line for the people that have to eventually pay the bill?
And the cost structure, my understanding, and I'll admit this is the first time for me, but is that the senior underwriter, it's according to the allocation of bonds. That has not been worked out yet. You know, if the senior is going to have, you know, 70% and the co 30% or 60-40, but the cost structure follows the allocation of the bonds. Do I have that right?
Yeah, there's usually an
come up to the podium.
Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Sarah Brown from Stiefel Nicholas. On many occasions work with co-managing underwriters. I think as senior managers, we'd all love to have the entirety of the deal. I won't fib on that to you, but certainly the co-manager structure is very, very, very common, especially when you have a large financing. This expected to be over or around $100 million. So typically there is the senior manager is responsible for paying all of the deal expenses, so that's sort of carved out first. And then from what is left, the real I'll say the most of the underwriting fee, of most of what the underwriter's discounts or purchase discount is on sales commission. So after you take off the top of the expenses, which are primarily regulatory expenses and then expenses of your underwriter's counsel, the rest of that total fee is sales commission, and it's a amount that's calculated on the par amount of the bonds. And so there's usually a discussion that happens fairly early in the process so everybody knows kind of where they stand, but the senior manager might have 70% liability for the transaction, and then a co-manager might get 30% as an example. So out of the sales commission, you know, using simple math of if it was $10 a bond, the $70 million would generally be allocated, you know, the 70,000 times the 10, so 700,000. Now, the fee's not that high, but again, simple math. And that is generally how the cost structure works. We don't layer on top of each other. You're not paying double the underwriting fee because there's two or multiple firms. It's just that underwriting fee is determined, and it's usually determined, you know, roughly based on what the senior manager agreed to, and everybody sort of lives with that. There can be some slight variation on that because of bringing in retail orders, so in orders that are received from individuals. We expect on this transaction, given the prominent location in Orange County and this project being a one that's you know, very identifiable in the community, that we anticipate that there'll be a good amount of interest from individual investors, and that generally that section of the sales commission usually goes in its entirety. It wouldn't be split 70-30. That would entirely be directed towards the underwriting firm that brought in that order, and we do that in order to, you know, stimulate that order from local investors. Does that help?
Who negotiates that? The split between them.
It's at the discretion of the county, but we will negotiate with the lead underwriter.
Okay, Mr. Kim. Does anybody have a comment on?
I have.
Yes.
No.
Mr. Roedecker's suggestion that we go beyond staff's recommendation.
You know, I have a couple questions before that. If that's okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much for presenting, and I know I talked with your staff this morning on some questions I had. One of the questions, and thank you from Stifel for Ms. Brown for talking a little bit about the structure. That was kind of one of my general questions. I wasn't quite sure how that split. I did see that the two costs were included in the backup, the 470, let's see. 473, which was Stifel, and then the Piper Jaffray of $5. So one of my first questions is, if it's always nice to see what those total expected costs are. I know you've provided it in the past, and it's just good to see that because, again, I think that is one factor. We can't really opine on the other factors, and I want to thank Mr. Roedecker for being on the committee, but it is good to see those. So I wasn't sure. Now, Raymond James, they were at an 83, so they looked like they had a little higher fee than the two. Do you remember what the fee for them was?
You know, for my Alamo? Recollection is the fee, there wasn't a fee bid for Raymond James, knowing that they were only in a co-manager role and knowing that they live with the structure of the senior manager. So
why would anyone bid on a co-manager? Why would the fee be important? I guess, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the schedule. If they, you know, how that would happen, because every one of them has a score for a fee on the co-manager. So I'm trying to understand the construction of that.
Right. And I'll just use myself as an example. Mm-hmm. I was on the panel, mm-hmm. and I gave the co-manager a 10 for, or the highest score for fee, because I knew that they were going to live with whatever the winning bidder was. So, you know, I guess it could have been interpreted multiple ways. It could have been left blank. But my thought as a panelist was, they're going to be aligned with the winning bidder, and I scored them the highest in fee. But so, I don't believe, and I got a nod from Mr. Colvin from Raymond James that my recollection was that they did not provide a fee because they knew they were bidding on co-manager only.
And in the case of the summary that you're mentioning, they do not, I guess the question would be is, if you were to, you mentioned you wanted some discretion here to be able to move the who was going to be co-manager and the other, and if they've never bid on a co-manager, what would that fee be? So I'm just trying to understand that whole fee process. It's new to me too, and I'm not as familiar with it. I do think that having a co-manager is very important. I think that does stimulate competition. I know when we talked about the list when it was created back in, we approved it on March 28, 2013. I wanted to highlight the fact that we thought co-managers would be important. And I know that at that point, the minutes, which I went back and looked at, said that you didn't have any basically plans that we would be using co-managers. We hadn't used them for 7 years. And you were not aware of a financing that would require more than just a lead underwriter. At that point, we had one other local firm who had come, who had expressed interest in being on the list, and they had been excluded because they only co-manage. They don't do a lead. And so I would, you know, I'm a little unhappy that here we now have one with a co-manager, and we didn't put them on that original list. And I did talk to your staff, and I understand that, you know, obviously if you're a lead, it's someone, Raymond James has also been a lead, a very good firm. I certainly know people from there, and I'm not unhappy with that, but I do think that we want to have that competitive opportunity for those. And I would ask that before we do any more of these, we would bring forth back that list and hopefully open it up to those that do just co-manage, because it's going to wash out once they bid. And as you say, in that case, their price, if they're living on the manager's price, then we maybe should have a different structure for how we look at them. And because, you know, again, that could really sway the vote, because you gave them a 10, but if someone gave them a 2, they might not have actually come out higher or less. I mean, they might have come out a lot higher and less, and maybe come out differently. So I guess I'd like to see a little different structure on it. You know, I'm not familiar with the co-manager pricing as much, but now that you've explained it, it seems like we should use a slightly different format for that. Then on the pricing, so we have Stifel was got 108 points for the pricing, and Piper Jaffray got 99. So, and the pricing is the $475 and the $5. I guess it doesn't make sense to me, since we're going to have them competitive, they shouldn't be at the same price. Where, you know, if they're doing the co, or if they're doing the lead, it should be that lower price of them, would be my thought. I mean, why would we want to have someone getting more dollars for really doing the same job if you're going to swap them through the locations? And maybe you can expand on that.
Sure. Through the chair, committee member Friedenrich, when Piper Jaffray serves in a co role, they will live with the fee for the senior manager.
Right. But the fee is going to be different if you switch co-managers, if you switch lead underwriters, because they have different fees. Is that correct?
That will still.
Oh, sure. Can you please?
Excuse Go ahead. Hello, I'm Katie Koster with Piper Jaffray, and I would submit to your committee that we would be willing to meet the $473 price for any deal that we were senior managing.
Oh, right? Thank you. I just think that equalizes it. It's harder for me. You're probably working just as hard as them, and if you're the lead, it's hard to look at those pricing differences.
Sure.
So that would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Minutes will reflect that gracious offer.
Well, I guess I should say, do I get extra points for that then?
Right, you can move up the stripe. You know, you never know. That could be.
Counsel, that was an oral contract. You make sure that's in minutes.
she's a representative with full authority to bind the company.
So that definitely helps. I think having a co-manager is very important. I just think it does bring that competitive. Mm-hmm. I am a little, you know, as we look at, you know, swapping it and having that based on firm performance, you know, personnel and other factors that the county, I'm assuming the county staff determines to be relevant. You know, we had one that was in first, and it makes the process a little less competitive if you're going to be swapping things. Then what's the advantage? And I understand that, you know, when I look at the ratings, we had Stifel, which was at 432, and Piper, which was at 430. So they were very close in that case. And then we had Raymond James, which was down to 339. And you know, not that I might not look at supporting what Wallace says, but you know, there is quite a bit of a difference between the points for the senior manager versus the co-manager. And again, maybe it's because of the fees that might have been, you know, done differently. You may be given a 10, but someone else maybe gave them a 2 because they didn't put a fee down, or maybe a 0 mm-hmm. on that. But you know, I'm just not quite sure how that cycle between three, because last time I know you mentioned it is a new process for you. Now you're going to have to work with three or potentially four people, which complicates the process even more. And so maybe staff can talk about having last time let us know that, you know, you'd like to work with the consultant who was the highest, and now we're kind of branching off separately. Maybe you can just speak to that a little.
Well, yes, thank you. In the table that's in the materials, and we show an anticipated rotation between three underwriter firms, and you know, that was definitely my concern too, you know, working with, you know, it gets more complex with several, so that's why, you know, based on the size of the deal, we would like to work with two underwriters at a time. So per the table in the materials, Raymond James would not come into a co-manager role until approximately a year from now, when we start forming the next CFD. And both of their roles that are proposed for 2.2 and 2.3 are both in a co-manager role. But the reason we're leaving flexibility for the county in the rotation is for many reasons, you know, based on firm performance. We've seen, you know, especially through the recession, is the turnover in underwriters changing from firm to firm. So if the expertise from one firm goes away, we may want to make a different a decision in the rotation that's in the best interest of the county and the taxpayers.
So when I look at the phase one, you've got Stifel and Piper Jaffray, both well-known, good firms. So if you go on to phase two, they sell out, does that mean that you wouldn't use Raymond James at all? I mean, it seems like it's a little more uncertain of what you would use. And of course, we want to give incentive to those firms that are going to be here. And it just seems a little odd. I mean, usually when you award a contract, and you know what your expectations are, and you work toward that. But it sounds like what you're saying is it's possible that someone could be in a co-manager role the whole time if there are differences between a lead and a co. So I'm just a little, you know, it seems, is this normal how people do CFDs? Were they swap? I'm just not as familiar with the structure.
Well, and as I previously mentioned on the Ladera ranches, we had two, and they alternated back and forth for six phases. And in this phase, so phase 2.2, according to the table, we're anticipating and recommending Piper Jaffray is the senior because they were the number two ranked. Mm-hmm. And then Raymond James would be the co-manager on 2.2. And then 2.3 would go back to Stifel as the senior because they were the number one ranked. And so it seemed appropriate that they would be rewarded with two senior phases. And then Raymond James would be the co on that. But again, the reason for
giving the county flexibility if there, you know, if there were to be poor performance, or as I mentioned, the expertise from one firm goes away, we wouldn't want to be locked into using that firm. We would want to be able to use a firm that will provide the best service and results for the county.
Right, and I completely agree with that. I'm just trying to think of, and maybe Ms. Hughes knows, if you have other contracts, of course, if you have a law firm, you have someone that is very important as your contact person, they leave, you have the ability to get out of the contract, I would think that would happen in any contract where you obviously have key people that are the experience. I know you rate them higher. You guys do a, you know, you have the individual and the firm. You use both of those. So I'm just trying to understand that process. And thank you for explaining that Stifel would get the two senior, and then would get, and Piper being second would get one, and then one co-manager, and then Raymond James would get two just as co-manager on it.
And if I might add, you know, each bond deal will have an individual bond purchase agreement, which is the contract with the underwriter. So, you know, each proposed financing would have an individual contract. So, you know, in essence, the county wouldn't be locked into using a firm that, you know, if there was an experience or the expertise went away. But, you know, just as far as the selection goes, what's indicated on the table is what we're anticipating at this point.
If I may respond,
yes,
to
you.
It, Mrs. Hughes doesn't know, but I have looked at these and enough, and I defer to experts who do. But my understanding, we don't contract for particular individuals. We contract for the expertise of the firm. Where there is a substantial diminution in expertise, it might cause something else to trigger, but I don't think it works the way you were suggesting.
Uh-huh.
If somebody can correct me. I thought that's the way it worked. However, what I would like to get some response, because my troublemaker to my left here, Mr. Rodecker, wants to make a motion to bring in Alamo, which is not on your chart at all, and I am curious as to what staff has to say about that before he makes his motion.
We have met the folks with Alamo. They were approved to be a part of the qualified panel in the minimum screening process. The principals have come down and met with the county and introduced themselves, and we liked them very much. The concern we had was that they are very small, and we were concerned with their ability to be able to take in bonds should they be required. We did reference checking, and the references they provided, they all got very good references. But the one thing that was cited as a concern was the low level of their net capital and ability to take down bonds. So, you know, if we're using two, we need really both parties to be at full strength and able to react to any market situation.
Sherry was asking me about the fee structure, and then I was explaining to her that there wasn't a lot of consistency in how the firms explain their fees. Although some of them indicated a price per bond, and although it seems to me they're probably all going to be end up being about the same, because my guess is that they'll agree to whatever figure we throw back at them. The reason Alamo scored higher is that their fees were lower, but it was incomplete because we couldn't see all the fees. It was just they were referencing certain parts of it. So Alamo's fees were lower than everybody else's, which is the reason they got scored 110. Which was part of my reason for liking them. I also liked that they were only interested in the co-manager position, and that they're a California-based company, and then lastly, because of the idea of rotating between two seniors and two juniors, created some more competition, and it created a little bit of diversity for us, and it gave Alamo an opportunity to get a to grow to get a bigger contract. And I should mention, I know nothing other than, I don't have any relationship with the company. I don't know anything about them other than what I saw in that packet.
Well, if I may address a comment to staff, perhaps Matt, our treasurer might weigh in, and our CEO, is that the materials provided to PFACT do not suggest that Alamo be the senior or the co-manager, which means that the thought process in preparing for this meeting were not focused on that. I'm a little uncomfortable with that, not thinking it's a bad idea to have competition, and staff isn't recommending, and I want to know why staff wouldn't recommend Alamo. I mean, other than the fact they're small?
They were the number four ranked firm, and we're cutting off our recommendation at three.
At three. Okay. That clarifies that. Ms. Friedenreich?
Yes, just a comment on to follow up on Board Member Roediger on the Alamo. Now, when we look at the fee, so even though their fee was the lowest, it would appear, even though it was hard, it sounds like, to justify it, you really have to throw that out, from my understanding, is because they accept the fee of anyone else. And when I look at the other rankings of them, of course, the fee made them higher because they did have the highest ranking, but it sounds like that really should be taken out. It doesn't sound like it's helpful in the co-manager because it doesn't mean anything. And so when I look at the other rankings of them versus, say, Raymond James, they had a slightly better marketing plan. They didn't have individual experience. They were about the same as the firm experience. They had a lot less on the number of CFDs in the past 3 years, and they have done a few more co-managers as a firm. So it clearly looked like when you tossed out the fee, they would be quite a bit lower than Raymond James on that, because I certainly thought for a moment that might be something that might help. My concern would be is we already have, staff is fairly new. Then you go into this rotation, you have one more person, and I guess I'm still concerned about how this rotation works to make sure that the firms get their, we want to incentivize them to get the lowest price for the county, because these will flow through to all the taxpayers. I will be putting it on the tax bills, and believe me, we will hear from those taxpayers. So we want the best bang for the buck so that we can be able to, when we provide information, have it available. And right now, we've added a new Melrose section to our property tax pages where a taxpayer can go on, they can find their Melrose item, and they can trace it all the way to how much the debt was issued at, what was the dollar amount, when it expires, so they can identify how long. So it's going to be more visible to the taxpayers, especially after this year's tax bills. And I do want to thank Auditor Controller Grimes. Her staff has worked very hard this year to allow us to be able to change slightly the characters that go into the field that normally would be in the description field for the Melrose. In the past, it's been Melrose R1 or something. It's very generic, and of course, we get a lot of phone calls, and it's really not our assessment. It's added to the tax bill. So she has worked to allow us 35 characters, so we have the complete description, plus if it was a county originally and now it's Rancho Santa Margarita, we've got that. That will be on these new tax bills coming out next month. And with that, then it will match better to this state report that we're linking to that talks about the details. So really want to thank Auditor Controller for her staff. They've worked very hard in the midst of many other projects. But so back to the point at hand here, I don't know that I would support going to four, because I am concerned already that three is going to be a lot, and how does that process work? I want to incentivize those firms to bring that cost down. And when you throw out the cost because it isn't valid, they really drop quite a bit. Now, I do think that, they've come on as a co-manager here, not as a senior manager. I do think for that next RFP, which hopefully will be, we will allow people such as Alamo, who seem to like to co-manage, to have that ability and not to have to be a lead underwriter, because it sounds like we're going to be doing a series, you know, we're going to have more series of these. So that would be my thoughts. Let me look at my notes to make sure I don't have any other details. Fees based, the retail oriented, the splits. I think those were the questions I had. Thank you, Chair Hughes.
Just a point of clarification. If we add Alamo as co-manager, as second co-manager, there's no commitment by the county. There's no extra cost to the county. It provides you an additional flexibility point in case something doesn't go as scheduled with the first co-manager selection. So I guess my interest is both short-term in this financing and longer-term. We always rate so heavily on experience, but the few firms that get the contracts, the more experience they get, the more contracts they get. So how do you expand the pool and make it competitive in the longer term? So is there a downside to including Alamo in this contract? Mm-hmm. It doesn't bind you in any way. I just wanted to confirm that.
Through the chair, Auditor Controller Grimes, just off the top of my head, a couple of things, a couple of possibilities come to mind. One, in this rotation that's anticipated, I would have expected that if one dropped off for some reason, we would go to, and I keep hitting this, sorry, we would go to the third underwriter that wasn't being utilized in that particular financing. But you know, one potential idea would be to include a firm like Alamo as an alternate, if in case you know one of the firms in a co-role would be unable to fulfill the duties for whatever reason. They could be named as an alternate, which would not bind the county in any way and provide no guarantee. But that's just off the top of my head an option to consider.
So I was for, then I was against, then I'm back to for. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Again, Sarah Brown from Stiefel. Katie Koster from Piper and I have worked on a number of large financing programs together where we, one of us is senior, one of us is co. Obviously, Raymond James, you know, Parker and Colvin and I used to have the same business card and make these pitches together. I'm very familiar with them. Again, as much as all of us would love to be the sole manager for this large and very important financing program, we all do a lot of work together and we'll strive to the best of our abilities to work jointly and consistently, and to the point that there's any kind of questions on structure that we might disagree on, it'd be something that we would on our own discuss and lay out some alternatives so that when we're speaking to you, we're speaking as one underwriting team. I've never come across Alamo in the land secured world. I don't know if they've had experience in land secured. I'm sure they have something on their resume, which you know draws interest. The one risk that I would see of having a co-manager. Well, first of all, let's talk about two things. What does a co-manager bring to the table? And kind of goes to Suzanne's discussion of the competition. And the first reason to bring in a co-manager would be to bring other orders to the table. Every underwriting firm covers the top tier on investment firms and institutional bond funds. We all cover them. We may think that we do it better than the others, but we all have relationships. You know, where we start to make distinctions are really in the second and third tier, and then finally into your individual retail accounts that usually don't have clients at multiple firms. So you bring an underwriter, one of the reasons you bring an underwriter to a co-manager to the table is to really stimulate orders from the second and third tier firm bond funds that aren't maybe covered by everyone. The other reason you might bring a co-manager to the table is the capital. You know, speaking to the kind of concern that Suzanne raised, you know, when we are a co-manager and we talk about liability and that's how the fee split, well, that's also how the underwriting risk is split. So if you got into a real problem in the market, we're not in that today, but a year ago from now, we were in a real dire situation with the municipal market. By this time last year, in just a period of 2 or 3 months, $30 billion out of the bond fund had escaped, and it happened overnight, and interest rates were skyrocketing. We each had to, as underwriters, underwrite very large unsold balances each time that we were underwriting bonds. I mean, and this was all happening extremely fast. You know, we were having to take into inventory and hope you're going to sell. If you have a co-manager, you know, if you do the 70-30 or whatever it is, that underwriter has a liability that isn't going to be absorbed by anybody else. So that could really, you know, the risk is they buy them and flip them to the market at a really astronomical, you know, they price them to sell out to the market, and that's not good for your bonds, and that's not good for the trading history, and that's not good for the second and the third phase of the bond issue. I guess the third reason why you might want to have a co-manager is to really, you know, create what you're talking about, and I can tell you have an interest in, which is bringing somebody that obviously has been, you know, covering the county and working hard to you know, create a relationship and create a relationship with your staff and with the county's debt program. The other way of maybe including them, you know, when it comes to it, is as a selling group member. We sometimes have selling group members, and they're able to submit orders for the bonds during the initial offering period. They don't take an underwriting liability in that position. Their name's not on the cover of the OS, and so they might not have all the bragging rights. But in terms of you know, being able to, again, begin to, you know, provide you or begin to show you what they can do, you know, which is presumably to bring orders to the table, and then, you know, you have something to look at for next time you bid, and that might be a way of somewhat achieving Mr. Rodecker's goal. And I hope I'm, you know, stepping on toes here, but I'm just trying to provide a solution that may make, you know, may make sense to achieve what your goal might be.
She's pretty darn good, huh?
Very. Yes. Yeah.
Madam Treasurer?
Of course. Parker Colvin with Raymond James. Mm-hmm. I thought it might be helpful to explain to you our rationale of mm-hmm. why we propose to be a co-manager and what we think we bring to the table. And when we're looking at the selection criteria, you know, it's heavily based on experience. And there are no two public finance bankers in the state that have more California land secured experience than Sarah and Katie. I would submit to you that I think when it comes to the other portion of the work that an underwriter does, making marketing recommendations, a strategy of who's going to buy the bonds at the lowest yields and so forth, how we keep those tax rates as low as possible, I think it's fair to say that I probably have more experience in that aspect of financing than anyone in the state. And so as we looked at the selection criteria, we thought, you know, we don't have the history at Raymond James. big firm, actually, in terms of market capitalization and employees and so forth, we're a bit larger than Stifel and Piper, but, California is new territory. I obviously left Stone & Youngberg to seeing the opportunity to grow the firm's business in California. But we looked at, this financing and a series of financings, and it's not a simple, Ladera Ranch refinancing where it's all built out. There's a lot of banking work to be done, and though I think we'll have the resume over time, right now we didn't have the resume to compete with Sarah and Katie in that regard, but felt that we could add significant value to the county on the marketing side. This really gets nuanced, but we're talking about non-rated securities, so the capital need is even more pronounced. If you were to take an inventory non-rated bonds, you pretty much have to do that dollar for dollar, versus if it was a AA credit of the county, maybe your bank, or I'm not sure who Alamo clears through, you probably only have to post maybe 10% collateral. Mm-hmm. So in $100 million financing, having priced hundreds of transactions in California, my average is about 20 to 25% unsold balance. Mm-hmm. That's 25 million bonds at 30 or 40% liability to a co-manager. That means you're going to be having to put up $7 to $10 million in capital. And that's got to be of no concern to you. Otherwise, you're going to weigh that against, well, maybe we should increase the yields on the bonds, increase the rate that taxpayers have to pay to get them sold. I know the folks at Alamo. I know the principal owners personally. Another parent on my kid's swim team is a bond salesman at Alamo. I think they could do good work for the county in a co-manager role, on an investment-grade transaction somewhere. But I do think in terms of, number of salespeople, the ability to distribute bonds in a co-manager role in a transaction like this, I do think our resumes are quite a bit different. So, thank you.
He's not bad either. Yes, ma'am.
If I might, thank you, Chair Hughes. He actually, thank you very much, with Raymond James, appreciate it. I was going to highlight one of the things that I did notice in looking at, because when you look at the co-managers, you sort of take out the fee. And when I looked at what I thought was one of the most important things, it was the firm capability to take down unsold bonds. And when I looked at the two, we had Raymond James was the highest. And again, that's something that's very important. I know they have a very large distribution. They have a lot of ability to do that. And certainly that, as a co-manager, is helpful. They're going to get a smaller portion, but it's certainly key. And certainly Piper Jaffray was and Stifel were just about the same, 40 and 39, so they were very close. But Alamo was down at 21, 22. And so I'm assuming that when the panel looked at it, that has a little bit more of a concern when you're looking at net capital, depending on what the market is at that point. One of the things for the board to remember is that the financial advisor works for the county. So the financial advisor works for the county in our best interest. The bond counsel is paid and hired and works for the county. But the underwriter works for their clients. And this is a recent change with the Dodd-Frank that it became much more clear. Their goal is to actually make sure that they get the best price for their clients, not the county. And so I think that that's an important facet when you look at that. And, when I look at the net capital, are they going to increase the premium? What capability? I think that's an important role. So I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to let's see, what's the recommended action here that you've got? Now, I guess the question I have is, you've got three motions that I would agree with. So, but you're talking about the order. So you'd never have Raymond James as a manager. They would always be a co. So with each of them, you have only one you have the two seniors and then one co. My concern would be you have Piper in a co, and you don't have them here as being a co. And it says they're only being approved as a senior managing underwriter, but your chart says that you would have them as a co-manager, and I see that as a little bit of a conflict now that I understand the rationale. Mm-hmm. You're saying you would swamp them, would Stifel possibly be a co? I probably not.
Correct, and I see your point now on the just the wording of the language.
Right.
But the recommended action would be to
recommend Stiefel and Piper Jaffray as senior and or co-managers, giving the most flexibility, and Raymond James as a co-manager.
Council, can we do that since we published what the recommended action is?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
You know, that does, if I might, Chair Hughes, that brings up one of my points is we actually don't publish the recommended actions. And I do think when I looked online at the agenda, it doesn't actually, it just says we're going to select the underwriting firms. And I don't know that that is, I think most of the agendas have that recommended action. So I don't know. I see our agenda doesn't. And I was trying to look through my audit oversight and see what they have. But I don't know if that would be helpful in future to have that, because I think then it's a little more transparent. And council has said that if we make a slight change in it, it's okay. It still gives the transparency and the information that's there with that. So I would make the motion to approve Stiefel and Piper Jaffray as either senior managing underwriter or as co-managing underwriter at the same price of $4.73, which is the lower price from Stiefel. Thank you very much, and thank you, Piper Jaffray. And then approve the selection of Raymond James as the co-managing underwriter for the financing.
And gratefully, I told His Honor he could order me back at 2:45 because we only had one small matter on the agenda.
My apologies, but and our speakers have been wonderful, but I'm still convinced that we should have two co-managers. I've heard their arguments, and what I've heard is that they basically all fish from the same pond. We have the three largest firms represented, and we have a small firm that doesn't have any shot at getting any kind of county business at all, because they'll never be a big firm because they can't compete with these numbers. Sherry correctly noted that their buying power is weaker than the other guys, but that's a function of the size of the company, and which is why we would not want them as a senior position, and in fact we wouldn't even want them in the first rotation. But I still feel that they should be considered as a secondary co-manager for the second rotation of bonds, so that we have two co-managers.
Having taken that, however, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Or does it fail? Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay. Still weighing things.
I may tell His Honor I may be here for a while.
Just
if there's no second,
you know, when staff and the evaluation team, and you know, I think we've learned some. We have some lesson learned on our evaluation form for the co-manager, but you know, as the county staff, you know, our sole purpose is to protect the interest of the county and the taxpayers. And so we're always, as much as we like certain people and are rooting for certain firms, we're going to recommend the most qualified, experienced firms and do everything we can to minimize the risk to the county and recommend what's in the best interest of the, what we feel is the best, in the best interest of the county.
However, I am in the position, as I understand it, as chair, and I've entertained, there's a motion on the floor, and I'm required to have a second, and I'm waiting. If I don't hear a second, the motion will fail. And at that point, I'd like to take a break so I can confer with council.
Unless you want another motion.
Yeah, I still want to take a break and confer with council before we do that.
Okay.
Would that be acceptable? I know I'm the chair, but benevolent dictator
yes.
here.
Okay. Agreed.
We take a couple-minute break, and then we'll come back.